Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Day 42 of the government shutdown, the longest in history. Some good news, as you just heard in our newscast with Paul Rasmussen. I'm Larry Richard, and we go live to New York. CBS's Michael Wallace. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
In the meantime, flights have been delayed by the thousands, and it's anticipated as the mandatory cutbacks for airlines, it can only get worse before it gets better. So where are we this morning?
Oh, it's definitely going to get worse. So up until now, the FAA had canceled 4% of flights at 40 of the busiest airports. Beginning this morning, that increases to 6% of flights at those airports. So the numbers are going to go up. We had 2,100 flights canceled yesterday across the country. This morning, we already have almost 1,200, and that number is sure to rise. And keep in mind, even if you're not going to one of those 40 affected airports, I think 70% of domestic flights are to or from one of those airports. So there's all the connections that get involved and delayed by the original flight delays. So almost everyone is going to be impacted the next few days, even if this new shutdown deal is approved by the House and signed by the president in the next couple of days. It's going to take several days to shake all this out and get the airlines back on track.
And then, of course, Michael, there's the government reopening. That process can't be fast either.
No, that's going to take a while. Obviously, you got to get everybody back to work. You got to get them all up to speed. I mean, you know, there are literally some government offices that no one's been stepped in a month or even longer. So got to dust off those computers and get that all fired up. And so, yeah, things are going to take a while, and especially with the airlines. Also keep in mind, you know, as these flights are canceled day after day after day, now you have pilots and crews and planes in cities that they're not supposed to be in right now. They're stuck. They've been stuck there. So just the Herculean task of getting all the planes and crews back to where they're supposed to be once the shutdown is officially over and they hopefully eventually lift all these flight cancellations, it could be weeks before the system is back on track.
And let's add in heavy snows in some states that are causing the natural delays dealing with the weather. I want to share what a pilot, so on a passenger jet, I don't know which airlines, but a passenger, when the pilot came out to talk to the passengers, here's what he had to say yesterday.
Your political persuasion is, but you should really call your senator, because I'll tell you, this is costing the airlines millions of dollars. And just think of 30 airplanes with one engine running. And it's going to take us at least 90 minutes to take off.
How about that? 90 minutes to take off. They were 30th in line. And he's right. One engine running. The airlines are losing money. And they must have heard him because the Senators finally got the vote, Michael, as you know.
Yeah, we had 8 Democrats cross the aisle last night and vote with Republicans to finally, hopefully, end this. It's up to the House now, of course, where, you know, it should get through. But, you know, this has created a huge split in the Democratic Party as well. A lot of Democrats are very unhappy with those 8 senators who crossed the aisle. They're also very unhappy with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who essentially let them go across the aisle. Some of them say that he's lost touch with the party, and they're calling for Schumer to be replaced as Minority Leader. So that's another big tentacle to this story to watch in the coming weeks.
Michael, do you know when the House is scheduled to vote on this tomorrow, and how quickly could the president get it after that?
Yeah, last I saw, they're looking at a vote probably sometime around 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You have to keep in mind, the House has not been in session for weeks now, so they have to all get back to Washington. And, you know, as we were just saying, with all the airline issues, a lot of them might have some trouble getting back right away. So they're hoping everybody's back by tomorrow early afternoon. They can hold the vote in mid or late afternoon. And then it would probably get to the president's desk relatively quickly. We haven't heard too much from President Trump about this this deal that the Senate has approved. We assume that he will sign it because, you know, Republicans have gotten pretty much, you know, what they wished for. They didn't want these healthcare tax credit extensions to be in the deal. It is not. However, Republicans did agree to perhaps vote on that at a later date in the coming weeks. But how long it takes for the House to pass it and then for President Trump to sign it into law remains to be seen. But you would think it would certainly be done by the end of the week.
Michael Wallace in New York with CBS. Michael, thank you.
All right, Larry, take care.
And the irony is, Paul, some of the congressmen and women may be delayed because of their own shutdown.
And can you imagine?
They're trying to get back. And did you see the number of states affected by this early snowstorm that put over a foot of snow in places like Indiana and Michigan, upper Michigan, and now they're looking at maybe half a foot of snow in parts of New York State.
When I woke up this morning, there were a couple of streamers of lake effect snow coming our way, and one of them was supposed to be right over my place. So when I got up and got outside for the first time, I was expecting to see a little dusting of snow, but nothing there. Nothing sticking, at least.
I looked out on my back deck, and there was just a little bit on top of the table, but I mean, just a very, very light dusting, but nothing actually on the deck. Except we're cold. 24 degrees, real feel at 12. So headed out the door, maybe it's good for a lot of kids to have this federal holiday off at school, like Pittsburgh Public. All the schools are off.
You know, thank goodness this is a one-off. We'll be back in the 50s by the weekend.
Do you remember going to the bus stop? As a kid, well, you grew up in Montana, God's sake.
Yeah, and it was, you know, some mornings when the wind's blowing like it is today, this is very similar to the weather we had back home.
And back then, you were wearing shorts. You didn't care. You were tough.
What
people.
Is it about that here? This is the first place I've been where you can bump into somebody
and they're wearing
who's outdoors
shorts.
In shorts when it's, you know, at freezing or even below that.
Well, there's just some guys that they just refuse to wear pants. It's really bad when they're not wearing shorts either. Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we feature another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And I always say you're a half person from everybody. And our surgeon is Dr. Tom Mazzanegro. We call him Tommy. And I've known him and his wife, Debbie, and family since our kids were little. And full disclosure, he did my meniscus. It's been a few semesters, but from Butler Memorial Hospital and Tri Rivers, Dr. Mazzanegro. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. As always, thanks for having me and thanks for being so kind.
And you can see Dr. Mazzanegro on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And we're also on a KDK Radio YouTube. We're everywhere, Tom, so people can see and hear you. That's the technology and the world we live in today.
Well, that's amazing, and thank you.
And that said, I want to congratulate you and the team, Butler Memorial Hospital, receiving a 5-star rating for outpatient total knee replacement by Health Grades. And that's you and your team. You must be very proud.
I am. And I think that you said it perfectly. It's really a team effort, Larry. It starts in the office and the hospital with the team members. We have an amazing team at Tri-Rivers that's been together for years, an amazing team at Butler Hospital, up at Partners Independence Health for some of my members over 20 years. And we've been working on this consistently throughout that time.
And that said, Tom, what does that mean when people are making a choice in healthcare? Obviously, they want the best of the best. And with a 5-star rating, that puts you at the top.
That's what we really work for every day. And again, it's a team effort. The family, including the patient and either their friends or family, as you know, my team in the office and our team at the hospital. And it's baby steps, really. It's each step is critical. And you want, for example, if I was taking care of your uncle, you want him to be optimized and you don't want him to have any surgery till he's perfect. And then when he's perfect and he's having a bad knee, then we can fix him and get him back.
There are a lot of questions, as you know, Doc. You get them everywhere you go once they find out you're an orthopedic surgeon. When do you know? I know a lot of people have knee and hip pain in particular. When do you know that, hey, I should see my doc? And then at what point is it determined they would need surgery?
So great question, obviously. So one, on your own at home, worsening knee or hip pain, it starts to affect your gait, so you start to limp. Maybe you can't walk as far as you could. Maybe uneven ground, like if you like to play with the grandkids or walk your dog or hunt or golf, those kind of things. You should self-treat, try to get in shape, lose a little weight if you need to. You can try a soft brace. If your stomach and your medical allows, you can try a Tylenol or Motrin, right? Routine stuff. But if it keeps negatively impacting you and you're no better, that's when I think it's reasonable to say, hey, should I see my doc? And you can see your PCP or go straight to me or one of the team members. But that's how I look at that.
And then what have been the technological leaps when it comes to replacing joints like a hip? We hear about hip replacement surgery. So let's start first with averages. If you're replacing a knee, what is the average recovery time? Understanding it varies greatly with individuals.
Sure. I think the best way to look at it is in months. And I tell people it's a 3 to 4 month process. So month one, you're doing healing and early rehab. Month two, you're rehabilitating and most of the major healing is occurring. And then you're in the remodeling phase, really. And then month three and four is when we get you back to full activities. And I tell the truth. Some people are blazingly fast, you know, 8 weeks, so 2 months, great. And some people, you know, need month three to rehab to feel great at month four. And I tell them, if you're 76 and it's been bugging you for 10 years and we're talking weeks, you know, don't worry about whether you're week 8 or 10. You're going to do great.
And then what about hips too? Does that apply? I know hips seem a little more challenging.
It's interesting. Hips are actually a little easier on the patients in general from the point of view of pain and rehab, and a little easier from functionality. I think that has to do with, if you grab your own hips and butt and think of Babe Ruth, you know, you got a lot of meat and muscle there, and it's a ball and socket deep in there, and people tend to do well. But I still think, you know, 6 to 12 weeks or, you know, 2 to 4 months is proper.
And
now there, I would like to say this. You're up and walking the day of surgery, including stairs at Butler. So when I say you're healing and remodeling, it's part of the process.
Yeah, and outpatient total knee replacement is relatively new or not?
It is relatively new. It's been making strides over the last 10 and 20 years, but it was baby steps. But it really took leaps and bounds, I'd say, over the last 5 to 10 years. We had some advances with a actually not expensive and not fancy medicine from trauma that really revolutionized blood management and helped with pain and inflammation. That combined with what we call multimodal anesthesia, which is just a fancy way of saying we trick your brain into not knowing we fixed your hip or knee so you can rehab, right?
I like that.
That with rehab, advanced rehab techniques and surgical techniques and some improvements in the products, it's really all been baby steps to now at times we have more than 50% of people going home the same day of surgery.
And you've also worked with a lot of athletes who have had knee injuries, hip injuries, and that's a process that when young people have to have work done, obviously you would assume they recover a little quicker than those who are a lot older.
Absolutely. You know, I tell young people they can heal a sprain, 3 to 6 weeks. Regular age people, 6 to 8 weeks, and maybe me and you more in the 8 to 10 range these days.
Thank you very much for that. And before you go, anything you're driving along up to Butler and you're thinking, boy, the next time I want to make sure people know this about what you do.
Well, one, I love it. I just got back from that mission trip, and that's probably my most rewarding week of the year because you get to work for free.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
And it reminds you why you do it, because you're helping people and you're giving your time and energy, but you're not getting compensated, which is just amazing. But I think, one, I tell a lot of the young people, medicine's a really rewarding job. It can be hard, the job, but the vocation's amazing. And if I were to leave you with two thoughts, I'll give you two. One, I bring my friends and family to Butler, as you know. I've had my hands fixed there for my care. And two, shout out to my Uncle Tony Catalano on Long Island, 105 years old, World War II veteran. He had a drive-by parade this weekend.
That's incredible. Well, you have a beautiful family, and I know you're the top dog, so appreciate the time this morning before you get at it. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Tell the team I said hi and thanks, as always.
Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, award winner, Butler Memorial, 5-star rating for outpatient total knee replacement by HealthGrades. That's a big deal, and Tom is as good as it gets. How about his uncle, Aaron? 105.
Yeah, that's
veteran.
Legendary.
That's extraordinary. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, by the way, brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, gang. And as we look out over the area roads, certainly lighter than normal for this Veterans Day morning commute. But we do have backups in a couple of spots. Parkway West, of course, is stacking as usual at the top of Green Tree Hill heading into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Just traffic light delays for you behind the Liberty Tunnels on 51 and West Liberty Avenue, Route 19. You'll line up on the Parkway East at Wilkinsburg. 28 is a great ride, as is the Parkway North, I-279. Do want to remind you, though, that weather permitting, crews will continue to do some work on ramps to and from Route 28 in the city of Pittsburgh. This was kicking off yesterday. Could continue today with crews working and forcing some lane restrictions for you on southbound 28 at Anderson Street and the 28 off-ramp to I-279 East Ohio Street. That's exit 1B. They could be out there 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so watch for that. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 735. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Oh, it's party time. A week from today, Pittsburgh International Airport 2.0. And joining us, Bob Kurlick, Director of Public Affairs at the Allegheny County Airport Authority, and working on this for a long time. Robert, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you.
You got to be feeling pretty good at this point.
Yes, this is really more than a decade of planning, preparation, and work for Pittsburgh International Airport and 4 years of construction. So we are really excited for next Tuesday. And I am personally really excited for next week to be done, because this is something that we've been working on for a long time.
Absolutely. So let's go through kind of the process that will take place on Tuesday. This is a massive effort, and once you start this process, there's no turning back, right?
That's right. So the way that will work, we'll do the switchover overnight. So the last day of the old terminal will be Monday, November 17th. And after the last arrivals that evening, late at night, then we will close off the old terminal and have the new roads open for the first 5 a.m. flights out on Tuesday, November 18th.
As you know, Bob, we're creatures of habit, especially in Pittsburgh. And so there'll be a lot of questions about where do I go. Let's first start with, you've added 6,000 additional parking spaces, correct?
That's right. So the new parking lots that we have is, of course, the new parking garage, which is right up against the new terminal. So just like the old garage, it's connected to the new terminal. There's 3,300 spaces in there, three times the amount of covered parking that we have, because as many business travelers know, that garage that we have now fills up many times during the week. We've added a new surface parking lot called the terminal lot, which is right up against the new terminal. And that lot is a walkable lot right up against the new terminal. And for folks that were used to parking in the old long-term lot, extended lot, and economy lot, those three lots will be combined into one new lot called the shuttle lot. And that will be shuttle service to the new terminal.
You know, I used to have a cheat code where I would park behind the Hyatt hotel there, and so I could get indoors as quick as possible. But that whole corridor will not be available or necessary that people currently use to get to the land side.
That's right, the moving walkway you're talking about, right?
Correct.
So, the moving walkway, you won't be able to access the new terminal through the moving walkway. Now, for folks, the moving walkway will be open to get to the Hyatt Hotel. So that will remain, at least for now. So if you are parking there in that spot where you used to park there, Larry, in the long-term parking, that becomes part of the new shuttle lot. So we've bought brand new shuttles that are going to be, and more of them, right? And so the shuttle service is going to have real-time information in the shuttles. We built new shelters, which have heating elements in them,
nice.
And we'll have real-time information to let you know when the next shuttle is coming, how many minutes, and how long it's going to take you to get to the terminal. So we estimate about 10-minute ride, including the stops, once you get on that shuttle. So for folks that are in there, we don't want people to be confused. You will be able to get in that moving walkway up to the Hyatt Hotel, but after that, it will be blocked off.
And that said, Bob, once you get to the airside, which you're going now directly, you're probably on average shaving, 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah, we estimate it cuts your time from curb to gate in half. And that's really because you're getting rid of that half-mile journey, right, with the train. And once you get inside the terminal, it's very, very easy for folks once they get in there. The ticketing level is, of course, all on one level. The security is on the same level, so there's no transversing up between up and down levels. That once you get your ticket, you go through the security checkpoint, which is much larger than the security checkpoint today. We have 12 lanes at the main checkpoint compared to the 7 lanes that we have today. It's one consolidated checkpoint. No longer do you have to worry about the alternate checkpoint. Is it open? Where is it at? Right? And it allows TSA to be much more efficient with their staff deployment, which in today's day and age is very important. On the baggage side, on the arrivals, we estimate it's going to be about, you'll get your bags twice as fast as you did before. And that's because we've eliminated 8 miles of bag belt with the baggage delivery system. So there's going to be a lot of amenities for travelers that they're going to notice right away with the new terminal. It's going to be a lot better for Pittsburgh travelers coming to and from Pittsburgh.
And you were gracious enough to take me on a tour, and this has been months now, so I can't wait to see the finished product. But one of the major notes in my mind was everybody who's going out of town, is flowing one way and everybody returning is flowing on the lower level. So you have, I would imagine that there's just a much more streamlined operation in general.
Yeah, that's right. And so what you're referencing is everybody that's on the departures level is all heading toward the security checkpoint. And it goes toward that concept of intuitive wayfinding. Of course, we have plenty of signage there as well to guide folks on where they need to go. But it's very intuitive once you get in that building to figure out where you need to go. Everybody on departures is flowing toward the security checkpoint. Everybody on arrivals is flowing toward baggage claim. Now, you can get between the levels if you have to, but there's no need to be able to do that. You don't have the cross traffic like you have today of folks going in both directions and bumping into each other. It's a much smoother experience for people. In the center core, once you get through the checkpoint, there's a very short terminal bridge, and then you go through a very short tunnel, which mimics the four-pit tunnel experience, and you walk right into the renovated center core, and that is already open for folks. When you come into that center core, they did a beautiful job. It's really nice. There's a new concession right in there, and no longer will you need the train.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to be there Tuesday, and I'll talk to you about details on that because I was there when they opened the original airport broadcasting for KDKA.
I do know that, right? In the old rainbow machine.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, I'm excited about this. I'm sure you are. The team is excited. And 1 week from today, and it looks like timing is good. Looks like the shutdown is going to end, and hopefully they'll get the air traffic back to normal by the beginning of next week. So all the best, and certainly appreciate your time, and you guys should all be very excited and proud of this.
We are really excited. Thank you for coming. It's the region's new front door, and it's a fantastic experience for people coming to and from Pittsburgh. I can't wait for the region to really use it on a daily basis.
Just in time for the holiday travel season, as you well know. Bravo, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Bob Kerlick, Director of Public Affairs, Allegheny County Airport Authority, including, of course, Pittsburgh International 2.0.
The government. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman on those eight Democrats who voted with Republicans.
I think collectively within the caucus, they realized this has to end. And now the kinds of mass chaos now that we've been facing. And, you know, I've been one of the very few that have been voting consistently from the beginning that it's always wrong to shut our government down.
And apparently, finally, we've seen some movement. And this should be the process, the end of it. In the next few days.
Right. The House scheduled to vote on Wednesday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon around 4. And if it is approved, and it's likely, then it goes to the president. A week from today, the new terminal at Pittsburgh International is opening, as we just heard from Airport Authority spokesman Bob Kerlick.
It will open overnight. So the last flights of Monday, November 17th, after those are done, the old terminal will close. Those roads will be closed, and the roads will be open to the new terminal.
And yeah, I could tell the excitement in Bob's voice.
So I know what you'll be doing next Tuesday.
Yes, I will. I'll be getting pastries from the new concession stands at the airport.
You know, that's pretty hard to resist. The smell of Cinnabon when you're ready to get on a plane. Yes. No kidding, right?
For me, Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Oh, sure.
You walk by. Let's get some.
Hey, the Penguins are in Stockholm, Sweden, Larry. They're playing the Predators, a couple of games as part of the NHL Global Series.
The schwoof to who? So they're in Sweden for this entire week, and one of the players who's Swedish for the Penguins is actually injured, but he's looking forward. He grew up 15 minutes from the rink where they'll play, and you know what the times are for playing?
I know they play Friday and Sunday, but I don't know when.
Yeah, when I saw, and this you'll love this, 2 p.m. Friday afternoon, I'm like, why are the Penguins playing at 2 o'clock on a Friday? Then I realize, oh, they're in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
Oh, these are both perfect times for me.
Yeah, so
very rarely do I get to watch a Penguins game live on television. This is one of them.
Yeah, and then 9 a.m. Sunday, and then you go straight to church, and then go to the Steeler game.
There you have it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.